Karabosai, good vach, hope all is good. Today's daf is Bava Metzia, daf Samech Vav. And we're here on a couple lines up at the Tzuda. It's on Samechei Amabez, on the heels of, you know, a couple of discussions about what people promised and meant it or not meant it or whatever. We have discussions today about Esmachta and whether people are serious when they make certain stipulations. So that's basically what we'll be talking about today. And let's get right into it. So the Gemara says, Ahu Gavra Dezavinei Ara L'Chavrei Shelo Be'achrayis. There's somebody who sold his friend, right, some land, but didn't give an achrayis, didn't give a guarantee, right? Again, as if you remember, that means that if, for whatever reason, people he owed money to came to take a lien on that property, right, so the buyer would lose that property, theoretically, right, if that would happen, because he didn't promise to pay him back, right? Lo b'achrayis is no guarantee on the land. So chazi du kava atziv, so the seller saw that the buyer was upset, right? So amalei, he said to him, amai atziv, why are you sad? Why are you sad? Come on, why are you sad? Itar filo minach. If some people come and take this land from me, meaning people I owe money to, so megamnin the shufrach shvacha piri. Right, I'm going to pay you. I'll give you the best land back. I'll give you shvacha, any shvach, anything that's improved on the land, anything that's made it better. Piri, all the payers that you'll lose, I'll pay you back for all that stuff. Samar amemar, amemar said, petume mili be'almahu. Right, he's just promising. He's just trying to make him feel better. Right, as Rashi says, in elu el divrei tanchumim be'almah. He's just trying to make him feel better. Right, to make him. And Tosas just points out, right, if they get Tosas Petume, right, Dafka hu shekvar amdu al sof leknos, right, shalom b'achrayis. I mean, it must be in the case where that wasn't an option, meaning the guy was only selling, right, without a guarantee, and the borrower was upset, right, I'm misdair halukach, the borrower was upset, shalom haya misrata mochel mochel b'achrayis, because the seller wouldn't sell with the guarantee. And still, the guy still wanted to buy it, but he was still upset that he wasn't able to convince the seller, right, of the stipulation. So it wasn't like that was actually on the table. So again, according to Amimar, right, even if he promises him, you know, all this type of compensation, it's not really binding. He's just trying to make him feel better. So I'm like, Rav Ashi Le Ramimar, time of mind. Why is that? Why do you tell me that it's not binding? Because since, it must be, because since if the buyer, right, made, right, the Tanai, right, so that, meaning normally, again, that a buyer makes the Tanai, right, who demands, right, a guarantee on a sale? Right, the buyer. Right, but here, Mocha Kamasni, it's a seller who's telling him, ah, if you lose the land, I'll lose all the, I'll give, pay you all the stuff. I'm right, the Petunia, but Amahu, must be, right, he's just trying to make him feel better. For Allah Masnis, the problem is, what about our Bryce that we quoted yesterday? Right, the Katani, we said, L'chashayu, L'cha, Mos, Achzri, L'cha, Motor. If a guy sells him a field and he says, whenever you have money to buy it back, I'll give it to you. So that's Motor, that's Ribbis. Why is that ribbis? Because we assume he's not serious. He's not actually going to sell it back to him. To mocher who did buy that sniyah, because the seller, right, is the one, right, who should have made the tznai, right, and mocher lo asni, but the seller didn't. Velokeach masni, come asni. It's the buyer, right, just being a nice guy, being like, oh yeah, I'll sell this field back to you whenever you want. So he must not be serious, right? Really, only the seller would try and make that stipulation part of the deal. Right? I mean, and we said, we explained, if you remember, we explained yesterday, Maishna Risha, Maishna Seifa, Vamarava, Rava said, what's the difference between the first part and the second part? Right? The first part of the Brisa, right, seller made the Tanai, right, and it was Osir, because of Ribbis. Second part, right, the buyer made the Tanai, and it was Motor, right, Seifa, the Amar Levidaite, because the Seifa, when the buyer says that I'll sell you the field back, he's not saying he'll definitely sell him the field back, it just means he'll consider it, right, Midaite, I'll think about it when it comes. So it's not an actual tonight. But Taima, the only reason, though, Rava said, that it's Motor is Damar Lemidaite, because he wasn't serious, right? And wasn't serious, but he said that I'll consider it when you come to me with the money to buy it back. Hello, Amar Lemidaite, but then, in that case, Lomrimen, right, between Mili Balmahu. But if we hadn't explained that that was a case where the guy said he'd consider it, apparently we don't say, right, that he's just trying to be nice, and actually that would be binding, even though that's not a normal thing, right, for a buyer to say. So what about our case? Our case is not a normal thing for the seller to say, yeah, I'll pay you back for the field, even if no achray is for it. So why, that seems to be against, right, Amemar, that we don't say, right, between Mili Balma, that he's just trying to make him feel better. So Amalei said back to him, no, Nasa, come on, what Rava meant was, Nasa Kemanda Amalei Midaite Yidmar. I mean, it's when the guy says, when the buyer makes that tonight, it's as if he said, it depends on, right, what I mean. But really, really, the way our Mimer would understand Rabbah is that really, he's saying, that really he's just trying to make him feel better. And it says, if he said, yeah, when you come to me with the money to buy the field back, maybe I'll think about it. But that wasn't actually, right, the reason, right, for that, why it was fine. Okay. Haushka, another case where we're not sure, but we'll discuss the intentions behind a person and their statement. Agav, the Rishonim here talk about whether, right, we say Dvarim Shebalevin and Dvarim, the thing people who are thinking about, right, if you say something and you're thinking something else, usually what you're thinking, Dvarim Shebalev, right, words that are in your heart, right, are not actually considered halakhically binding. Okay, right, you have to figure out other mechanisms why we are understanding or assuming, right, why what he's saying, right, is not actually, right, what he means. Okay, just something to think about if you want to kind of dive a little further. Hushchet mirad, the cause of legita de bisu. Our guy was unfortunately on his deathbed. He wrote a get to his wife, so he shouldn't be faulty ibum or whatever. Because ingid ve'ithnach, and he was upset. He was moaning. He was, you know, groaning. He was very obviously very sad. So amalei amai comes nachas. Right, the wife said, why are you groaning? Ikayemas, if you survive, so didachanu, I'll just remarry you. I'm yours. Right, very romantic. Right, I'll just remarry you. So amar azvid p'tuim mim ba'almahu. Razvit said she doesn't actually have to remarry him, right? If he gets better, she's just trying to make him feel better, right? She's the get is legit, and she can marry whoever she wants, even if he gets better. But if we don't say this, right, that it was, she's just trying to make him feel better, what would you say? Right? Would it be an actual tonight? Would she say that she actually would have to remarry him? What are you talking about? Bidida kaima the mishadi tana begita? She has no power to make a tana in the get. Bidida kaima mishadi tana. The husband is the one who makes a tana in the get, right? The woman is the receiver of the get. The husband is the one who makes all the deal. So it says, no, mind of the tama, you might have thought, who gufa yedai to dida? Maybe he made the get based on her das, kagomer, viyayav gita. And then in that case, right, he's giving her the get, and therefore kamash malan, right, we're saying that's not true, that he's making the get, right, upon, you know, condition upon her, whatever it is. Okay, so basically, Ravzid is teaching us that that's not true. Okay, that meaning that's not true that she has to remarry him, and the Chorobah, she was just trying to make him feel better. Okay, Halveva Sadeo was in the Mishnah, if you lend someone money, right, and you give him a mashko, and you give him collateral, you give him your field as collateral, and he says, if you don't pay again, if you remember, if you don't pay in 3 years, so then you keep the field. Right, and sure enough, he doesn't, pay in 3 years, and so the guy gets to keep, the lender gets to keep the field. Samar Huna b'shas matanos ha'kanakol. Right, if it happened, if the time was made, right, the whole stipulation was made when he gave him the $100,000 loan, $1 million loan, whatever it was. So then, yes, he acquires the entire field, even if the field is worth more, right, than the loan, right, in question. But l'achar matanos, but if he saw him later. Right, if he made that tanai right after right the loan, so then lo kona al keneged ma'usav, then he only gets the value right of the loan right in the field. So the field's worth $1 million, right? And the loan was 100,000. So again, in the second case, right, if he made a deal after the giving of the money, so then he would only get 100,000 right out of the million. Right, of the field. Rav Nachman says, I feel lacha matan maus kanakol. No, Rav Nachman says, no, that's binding, right? Even after the money has changed hands, if they make that stipulation, so then he gets the whole $1 million field, even though, right, the loan was only 100,000. So, Avar of Nachman Uvda Begabe Reish Galusa Kishmait saying, sure enough, Rav Nachman, right, Paskin according to himself, right, and did that. And Kari Rav Yehuda Lishtari, and Rav Yehuda was also in Reish Galusa, and he ripped it up, right? He tore up that star, and Amalei Reish Galusa, Rav Yehuda Kari Shtarach. So, sure enough, the Reish Galusa said to Rav Nachman, Rav Yehuda was here, and guess what? He tore up your star. So, Amalei, and two versions of what Rav Nachman said back to him. So, first one is, Kari, Daradge Kari, right? Did a kid tear up the star? Gav Rava Kari, right? A great man tore it up. So, there must be Chazi Beitame Vakari, must be he had some sort of reason to tear up the star, right? So, again, he was fine with that. Igadamri, some people say no, that Rav Nachman was upset. And Amalei said to him, Dardzga Kare, right? It was a kid. It was, meaning without a question mark. It was not sarcastic, meaning that a kid, a child, actually tore up the star because the Kuli Amalei, the guy, Bididi Bedina, right? Dardikininu. Because everyone is compared to me as a child, right? Rav Nachman, we say the halacha ka Rav Nachman Bedine, right? The halacha one in terms of dinim, so halacha is like Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman's like, listen, it's nice that he tore it up, but I'm the Bar Hakka here. I'm the one who's deciding, and therefore, right, it's not considered to be torn up. How the Amar of Nachman? Rav Nachman then, right, took it back. Again, Rav Nachman, what did he say? Even after, right, you make that stipulation after the loan, He acquires the entire field. And then Rav Nachman said, now, filu b'shas matan mos lo kano v'lo klum. He went to the polar opposite, the opposite extreme, and he said, even right, if they make that tenai, that he gets to keep the entire field after the 3 years, if he doesn't pay, right, even if he made that at the time when you gave the money, so then, right, it's not binding whatsoever. And as we'll see in a second, that's considered to be an asmachta lo kanya. Rav Nachman is holding that an asmachta nakona. Now, an asmachta, that concept is probably, I don't know if it's most famous, but definitely, certainly known by the case of gambling, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Chaf Dalet, I think. Maybe, okay, somewhere around there. But anyway, so an asmachta basically means that a person didn't mean it. Right? I didn't mean that if I lose this hand in poker, I'll pay you $100. I didn't mean it if the Knicks actually win a basketball series, you know, I'll pay you $1 million. I didn't mean it because why should that matter? Why should that matter? Just because, you know, a card turned up, I have to pay you money now. So I would say he wasn't actually serious with the deal. Okay, anyways, long story short, so there's a machlokes whether it's smachta kanya or lo kanya, whether it acquires or it doesn't acquire. And Rav Nachman saying it's a smachta over here. And it is not, you know, it is not binding. It is not not low kona. Eser Rava Lov Nachman. Rava asked Rav Nachman, but what about our Mishnah, right? Right, if the guy says you don't pay back within 3 years, you get to keep the field. So sure enough, that's true. Right? So what do you mean? So we see they made it at the Shas Matan Mos, right? They gave it at that time when they gave the money. That's the Tanai. Why is that not legit? So Amalei Ani Omer Asmachta Kanya Umin Yomei Omer Asmachta Lo Kanya. Meaning Rav Nachman says, don't bother me because I used to think, right, that asmacht is kona, and then, right, when Minyomi bothered me, you know, Paskin, and told me that asmacht is low kona, so talk to Minyomi about it. Don't talk to me. You know, that's why I took back my shita, and because asmacht is low kona. So the Gemara says, okay, the Minyomi kashi masnisen, so how does he understand the Mishnah? So he both same with two possibilities. Either masnisen Rabbi Yosihi, either is Rabbi Yosi shita, damar asmacht kanya. Okay, that's the easy way to say that the Mishnah is according to the one who says that asmacht is kona, is binding, is legit, or you could say damar le kani me'achshav. Or the case is, or the guy said, acquire it me'achsha, from right now. Meaning you acquire it retroactively. If you default on the loan, you acquire it retroactively. And again, that's already, meaning that there's no problem of esmachta because he's mamish saying that, yes, you acquire it, right now. And the chora, right, he acquires it now, right, depending on an outcome, in the future. That's not an esmachta. Okay. And then we're showing me, you know, do deal with trying, why is that not exactly isn't esmachta, et cetera, but that's not an esmachta. Rashi, just if you look at their first Rashi, let's just read it without the bach. Ad shalashanim delav esmachti elakinyan gomeru. Right, shalmanas mecher gomar hichz mecher. What am I misquoting? No, I was get almanas mecher gomar hichz ba me'achshav bedamim. Right, since it's basically a sale that's valid from right now, right, and has some sort of stipulation later on in terms of the ownership, but since it's retroactive, right, it's not considered to be an esmachta, and it's as if the guy's gomar v'kana, that the guy, you know, had gemiras das. He definitely agreed to this. It wasn't like his normal asmachta is like, we're not sure if you're serious, right? I'm going to pay you $100 if I lose this hand. Well, you know, he doesn't know what's going to happen. Right here, no, he's saying that you can acquire it from right now, even though it's retroactive, right? So that's as if, right, he had gemir estas, he had full intent to go through with it. Okay, Amarle Mar Yanuka Umar Kshisha Bnei Rav Chista. The Ravashi. So Mayunuka Markshisha's right, Rav Chista's kid said to Ravashi, Hachi Amri Nahardah, this is what they say in Nahardah, Meshmeder Rav Nachman, Neder Rav Nachman, Hayasmachta, Bismane Kanya, Belozmane Lo Kanya. At the time, it is Kona, at the time, it is not Kona. What does that mean? Right? So what Pasha says, or the Gemara assumes right now, is that the guy is Bismane, meaning if he pays back, at the time, so then obviously, right, he acquires it. Meaning if he didn't pay back, what did I say? If he didn't pay back, right, at the time, right, then he acquires it. But if he didn't pay back before the time, so then he doesn't acquire it. So Amar Lahu, he said to them, Kol mili bizmane koi, Connie blows money low, Connie. So he's Ravashi said back to them, everything is like that. What do you mean? If he didn't pay back by the 3 years' time, if he didn't in 2 years, right? If he hasn't paid back yet, but he has, what does that mean? Everything is like that. What does that have to do with a smachta? Why is that specific to a smachta? Obviously, if you say, if you pay me in 3 years, you can acquire this field. Well, if he hasn't paid him in 2 years, what does that have to do with anything? Right? So the Gemara says Dilma. So maybe it must be. I obviously couldn't have meant that. So Dilma must be the Hakei Kamrinu. Maybe they meant the following, that Ashkeche begoes money, right? If you met the guy, right? If, let's say, the lender met the borrower, right? Yeah? Within this month, within 2 years into the three-year loan, and Vamalei Kani, and he said, you can acquire the field, you can take the field, meaning the borrower was like, I'm not paying back, right? You can have the field, right? So in that case, right? So Buster, meaning in that case, Kani, right? Two Kani's. In that case, he does acquire the field right at that time, right? Right then, right? Meaning because he's like, I'm not going to get the money to you. Right? Obviously, it's probably closer to the 3 year mark than 2 years, but okay, you get the point, right? A month before, he's like, you can acquire the field. So then he's acquired. But Buster's money, but if he says it afterwards, I mean, let's say it's 3 years and 2 months, right? He missed the time. If it's after the time you're supposed to pay, and then he says, I'm like, Kani, you can acquire it, low Kani. Then he doesn't acquire it. Now, why is that? My timer, because Machmas Kisubu da Amalek, because he was only embarrassed. Meaning, what we say is that what we're understanding, right, as Rashi explains, that originally, when we said that the fact that he let him keep the field is in the smachta. But later, right, when, if it's within the time of the 3 year loan, so we assume then at that point he's serious. So that's, he can keep the field. But if he meets him after the 3 year loan is over, so then we just assume that he's embarrassed, that he can't pay it, but he doesn't actually want to give back the field. So the Gemara says, Velohi, and it's not actually true. The field begoes money, nami lo kani, even if he met him within this month, within 2 years and 10 months in, so then he still doesn't acquire the field because maybe hide the gomer legs kani kosover kimati zimni lo lise litardon. Right? Maybe he's just thinking to himself that I don't want him to bother me, right, for the money. And he said he can keep the field, but really what he meant was, right, he was going to pay back. Or he was going to try to pay back, whatever, he didn't want to get bothered by it. And he was embarrassed, etc. He wasn't sure that he could pay him back. Okay, Amar Rav Papa says, "Hi, smachta zimne kanim zimne lo kanya." Sometimes Rav Papa says, "Sometimes in a smachta is kona, right? Does work. Sometimes it doesn't. So it depends on what you see afterwards, right? What we see in the guy's behavior as to whether, and that will tell us whether he was serious, right, or not." If you find the guy, a day or two before he has to pay the money back, he's chilling, drinking some beer, shechra, right, beer. So kani, so that's it. Apparently he's chilling out, he's not upset, he's not nervous, so apparently he's okay with the fact that his field is going to be taken. But if he's going around trying to find money, so then he wasn't serious, and therefore you don't acquire the field. He didn't actually mean to give you the field. So not everybody drinks because they're chilling. Right, some people drink to drink away their sorrows. Maybe he's terrified, right? Or he's very upset. Or maybe he's relying on somebody else to bring the money, and that guy blew it. The guy didn't come through, so that's why he was relaxed. And therefore, you shouldn't interpret that necessarily, right? As to tell me that he was serious in terms of he could take the field. So I'm Ravina. Rather, Ravina says, "Ikapi b'dami vade kani." If the guy, you see that the guy is careful about his prices, meaning the things that he's not able to sell his field. I mean, he's not able to sell the stuff, and he's trying to keep the price of his possessions, of the stuff that he owns, at a certain level. So then, right, the guy, is able to keep the field, because otherwise he'd be selling, all of his stuff, trying to raise the money. If he's not, going out of his way to sell all of his antiques and all of this car and that, whatever it is, so that must be that he's okay with the field getting taken. No, that's not necessarily true either, because maybe he doesn't want that his possessions, his property, should be become cheaper. I mean, if you see that somebody's desperate for cash, right, they'll offer, they'll give you a low price. Charge a low price for his stuff. He doesn't want his fields and values, the stuff that he owns to go down. So for MLR, my papa must be ikabi ba'ara vade kani. If he's careful about his land, I mean, if he doesn't sell any land, right, so then he's kani. Because normally, right, the guy will go around, right, and trying at least to kind of, arrange some sort of sale of land to get, make sure that his field doesn't get taken. But if he's not selling other stuff to make sure that he keeps his fields, then it must be he's okay with getting rid of it. Okay. Very much. Papa says, "Alpha gav d'amar rabban and smachta lukanya apotiki havi lemigbabina." Even though we say in a smachta lukanya, right? If you say that you know, after 3 years, if I default, so you can keep the field. So that's true. It's low Kanya. He probably wasn't serious. But still Abu Tiki. Still you can take, right, from that field, right, to collect on the payment. Amarle Rav Huna Breder of Nelson Rav Papa. Ramika Amarle Kani Laguvaina. Well, 1 second. He didn't say that. Right, that was not part of the deal, right? Why should you assume that that's true? So I'm later Marzitra the Rav Mari the Ravina Ravika Amar Kami Migma Mine Kani. Well, what do you mean? If you would stipulate that, would that actually work? Right, you can't even build that into the deal. So Vesmachta Vesmachta Kani. What do you mean? This is not Smachta. The guy's not serious about letting him collect payment from the field. So Ella rather Apotiki Damgam Rapapa Maihi. So what did Rapapa mean? When he said it's an apotiki, Damale, he could say to him, Lo yehelecha piron elemizu. Meaning, where the guy said, right, I'll only pay you from this, right? You know, so that's already, that already can work. So who gave the zavin lay aralecha, right? Achrayus. There was a guy who sold arts and land to his friend with achrayus, right? With the guarantee. So Amale said to him, "Tarfalei minai, right? Migvas lay mi idi idis to islach, right? If someone takes the field from me, right? If anybody who I owe money to takes the field away from you, so I'll pay you back with the best of the best." So Amale said to him, "Mi idi idis lo magav." Meaning, will you? Sorry, he asked him. Meaning, the buyer wanted him, right? Guarantee me that you'll pay me for the field, and not only pay me for the field, you'll give me the best of the best field. Right, that you have. So Amalei says, the seller said back to him, not really. Meidi idis lo megbina mina loch. Right, I'm not giving you from the best of the best to be another make him come on because I want that. But what I could do for you is that megbina locha meidis acherim diisli. I'll give you different idis. Right, the idi idis is A plus. The A plus field, I want that one. But the A minus or the A, right, the A plus, the value field that I'll give you. So what happened at the end? Tarfu mina. Sure enough, the guy lost the field. And what happened? Also, bidka shakol idis, and a flood, right, destroyed the A plus land, right, that the guy had. So safra papa lamima, I mean idis samarle, right, v'hakayma. Right, papa thought to say, okay, well, the guy said he would pay him back with idis, with the A minus land, and he still got that. So therefore, he's got to pay it back. So Ravachem Edifti Ravina, 1 second. Ravachem Edifti said, "V'leimalei ki amilach ana magbinalach dehavi idis kaima." Well, 1 second. That guy only said he'll give him the A minus land because he had the A plus land. V'ashta kaimalei idis b'makom idis. But now, since the A plus got wiped out, his A minus field is now his A plus field. Right? He has, that's now his best field. So maybe, right, he doesn't have to give him that. Maybe he has to give him now only B quality land, because that's already, right, the second level land that the guy has. A little bit further, Rav Bar Shaba have a masik bay Rav Kana Suze. Rav Bar Shaba owed money to Rav Kana. So Amalei said to him, "So I lo parana lecha layom ploni, right? Gavei mehai chamra, right? If I don't pay you back, you can collect, right? You can take my wine, right? Instead of payment." And obviously, Masishai Kachaya that he couldn't pay, and he took the wine. And now Rashi explains over here, right, that the wine actually went up in value, right? The Gemara doesn't actually mention that, but the wine actually went up in value. So the Shaila was, right, can he back out of the wine, or I guess give him less of the wine to cover the fee? So Samar Papa Lamimar, Yarmina Smachta Lakanya, Hani Mili Ara. Maybe when we say that a smachta doesn't work, it's not kone, right, it's not legit, right, it's not binding, right, that's only by land. It's a lot of those vini kaime, because people don't normally just sell land and, you know, trade land like they're playing Monopoly, right? Avo Chamra, but wine came into the Lizvune Kai, right, because since wine is going to be sold, right, that's his whole business. It's just like money, right, and therefore he has to pay, right, and, you know, that has to go through with it. So Amalei Rav Huna Bered Rav Yishu Rav Papa. No, okay, I mean, Mishmei the Rabba call the E low Kani. Anytime someone says E, right, if, right, that's already low Kani, right, that's already that's an Asmachta, and regardless of whether it's land, right, or wine, right, so that is not going to be legit. Okay, we'll start. We'll go weiter with a little bit more discussions of Asmachta tomorrow, and we'll wish everybody a great Shavua Tov, a good Tvach, and a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.